Superior Court Judge Marvin Hamilton III passed away Saturday night at his home in Bethel from what appears to have been a heart attack. He was 55 years old. Hamilton traveled the world before presiding over one of the busiest criminal courts in the state, but he'll be remembered for more than just his time on the bench. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
For the last 4 years, Hamilton served as a Bethel judge for the 4th Judicial District of Alaska.
I think you can tell by the grief and the sadness and the shock here at the court.
Judge Leonard Devaney.
Marvin was just a wonderful person. He was an excellent and supportive co-worker, though he was well on his way to becoming a wonderful, wonderful judge. He treated people with respect and dignity and was perceived to be fair by all involved.
Devaney first knew of Hamilton as a public defender. Hamilton represented the accused, not only in Bethel, but in several corners of the state like Ketchikan and Barrow.
He has friends everywhere.
And that's not just limited to the state of Alaska, where Hamilton moved in the 1990s. He grew up in California and Arkansas, but he traveled the world as an attorney, serving in Micronesia and Africa. Devaney says that experience shaped his beliefs in the criminal justice system.
He knew the value of a jury trial. He had appeared in many countries, as I said, as a lawyer, and where trials were only in front of judges. And he understood what a precious right it is for a defendant to have a jury decide their fate versus a bureaucrat or a judge who's been on the bench for a while, who maybe not represent the community that the crime occurred in.
When Hamilton wasn't presiding in front of a jury, he could be found performing in front of an audience.
Marv was one of these fellows who had a presence about him.
Mike Bricker with the Bethel Actors Guild.
He was able to connect with people in a way that was very meaningful. And that certainly carried across on the stage. He was able to connect with many, many, many people at once.
His first role was as the wizard in The Wizard of Oz. Bricker said that finding an audience's funny bone came easy for Hamilton.
He had an amazing ability to ad lib. And I directed him in several productions, and we never really knew what exactly was going to come out of him, but it was always right on the money and always very, very funny.
Bricker says Hamilton would regularly involve his children at play rehearsal. He's survived by his wife, Millie, and his 13-year-old daughter, Whitney, as well as his 5-year-old son, McKinley. The courthouse in Bethel will be closed Friday so that friends and staff there can attend Hamilton's memorial. Devaney says his presence there will be missed.
He just had an energy about him that if you were around him, he made you feel good too.
Marvin Hamilton III's memorial service is scheduled for Friday at 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center in Bethel. I'm Shane Iverson.